Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. My favorite day of the week is Tuesday because it's Paternity Test Tuesday, and we have the case of Keep On Trucking.
Yeah, we have Julia and Virgil on the line. Welcome to the show. Thanks for telling us your story.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
No problem.
So, Virgil, you're the one that called us, and then he emailed me personally saying he needed a paternity test. Virgil, why you feel you need a paternity test?
I'm an older guy. You know, she's a lot younger than me, and I'm just at a point where...
How old are you?
I'm 54.
Okay.
54 years old.
Julia, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, 30. Wow, 39, 54. Sound like Diddy and Steve Harvey daughter. Okay, but go ahead.
So it's like this, you know, I'm no spring chicken like they say, but, you know, we had some relations and everything like that. It was
Carl, you're being
well,
a little bit ridiculous. I'm sorry. I mean, first of all, I just need you to kind of just relax right now because you've been coming at me with this and I really don't appreciate it. We've been together for over 3 years now and you know I would never do anything to hurt you or to hurt the relationship that we have.
Well, it's not accusations. I mean, I can get clarity. I mean, I'm 54 years old. I'm a truck driver and I'm not the only truck driver that's pulled up where you worked at. So I'm like this, you know, the boy is 3 years old and he don't look nothing like me.
You know why truck drivers pull up where I work? Because I'm a waitress, because I'm a restaurant owner. So that's why other truckers pull up, okay, to eat so that they can keep on trucking and doing their job.
Wow, Julia,
yeah,
Julia,
I want to make sure that I'm the only one that's been driving through there. You know what I'm saying? So, and how many people have been keep on trucking? I mean, want to make sure that the
restaurant.
Baby's mine.
Hold on, guys.
Virgil, how'd you meet Julia?
Well, I mean, it's a truck stop that I stop at. You know, while I'm going through my stops, you know, in and out of town.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we met and everything. Nice young lady. You know, we had a few conversations. You know, a few months later. You know, we were in a serious relationship, so I made sure that I was my stop, and you know, it was good and everything, and you know, the baby was born, which I'm hoping that it is mine. I just want to make sure that it's mine.
Julia, he's been a great father from the time everything was good when you was pregnant. Everything was fantastic.
Yeah, everything was great. I mean, up until recently, all of a sudden, he has all these questions and suspicions out of nowhere. I just don't understand.
So, Virgil, you don't think your little son, who's Virgil, named after you, who you approved his name?
He is named after you, little Virgil. Like, I don't understand.
And you don't think he looks like you?
He doesn't look like me at all.
Virgil, why the change of heart all of a sudden?
Hey, well, I mean, I watched these shows on TV and I had some speculation, so I figured, listen.
Really, Virgil?
Hey, you know, it's like this. I mean, I come in and out of that town. You talk to a lot of people. I just want to make sure, especially because the boy don't look like me at all, Julia.
I'm a business owner. Have you heard of genetics? He looks just like your grandfather. I mean, come on now. It's not like he's a total different race or something. I can't believe you're really putting me through this after everything I've done for you, Virgil.
Oh, come on, Julia. Come on. Can I just be sure that I'm sure? I mean, it's a lot of time.
After all this time, you know what? I want to get this done once and for all. And I mean, forgive me, but I will not be happy about it. I'm going to do it for you, but I just think this is absolutely ridiculous.
And you waited almost 3 years, Virgil. The boy's name is Virgil.
He looks up to you. You are his role model. He follows your every move, and now you're going to put him through this?
If I'm wrong in my thoughts and what I'm trying to do right now, then I definitely apologize and make it up to Julia and the baby.
You?
But can I get some clarity in this situation at least? You know,
but if you were unsure about what Julia was doing, why didn't you do this earlier in the relationship? Why you wait almost 3 years?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me just being foolish at the moment. But at the time when everything was going down, everything was great. Everything was fine.
Everything is still great, Virgil.
I love my
son. What's the problem all of a sudden? Everything is still great. You've never had any issues with me, any questions about me. You know I'm a faithful and loyal woman. So this just is coming out of nowhere, and that's why I'm starting to get a little suspicious about you. Like, what is it? Are you becoming fearful of being a parent? Like, what is going on? This is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Virgil did say he's watching a lot of reality TV right now, but...
Gen BT, it's the case of Keep On Trucking on a paternity test Tuesday. Virgil waited almost three years to decide he wants a paternity test on little Virgil, who's named after him. And it's not like she snuck and named Julian and Sneak. He approved this. Everything was good between
them. Yeah, he signed the birth certificate. I am the father.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to ease these thoughts in my head. I mean, just a lot of questions in my head. The boy don't look like me at all. I wish you could just send a picture in so you could see this boy and myself side by side. Doesn't look like me. All my kids look like me. They have my nose. They have my eyes. The boy does not look like me. As much as I love him and spend time with him, he don't look like me.
Virgil, have you ever been given a reason at all to doubt that Julia was faithful to you?
I mean, there's times when, you know, I'm trying to get in contact with her and she's not available. And, you know, I know she's a business owner.
Come on, Virgil. You know,
but
I'm
always accessible to her. You know, I'm a truck driver. I stay busy. I'm on the road. But if there's no time that she can't call me, as time that I can just come off the road and come see her and the baby. I'm always available for her. But when I call her, a lot of times, you know, it's like I'm on a back burner, it seems like. And she's never given me any explanation.
Virgil, that is absolutely ridiculous.
That sounds like a cry for attention, Julia, and maybe not about your baby. That's what it sounds like.
You might be right about that, actually.
A little bit of a midlife crisis, y'all?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm sorry, Virgil.
Hey, Julia, they're absolutely sure that there's no other person that this child could belong to.
There is no doubt in my mind. And now all of a sudden, here he comes with this hitting us left field, and it's just so heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get this envelope and get this thing out here in the open. So, Virgil, you can know whether or not you're the father and what you got to do. Here we go. DNA Diagnostics do all of our paternity tests. I'm the one that had the envelope, and I haven't even looked at it. So, Virgil, in the case of you being the father of Virgil II, sir, you are 99.999%. Drum roll, please. Badoosh. You are the father, sir. That is absolutely your kid.
Oh, my God, Virgil. I can't believe you did this.
Julie, I'm so sorry I had to put you through this.
I can't believe you put us through this.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to make it up to you, I promise. No, I don't even want to see you. I don't even want to see you.
Julia, I mean, can you blame me?
My faithfulness and loyalty to you. No, I don't want to talk to you.
Julia,
yes.
Don't hold a man back from his son. Now, he did something stupid, and you came out right, and he's dead wrong. But as you said, little Virgil looks up to him. Don't hold that man. Y'all got to work on your relationship. That has nothing to do with the baby.
You're right. Can I have some time?
Yes, you get some time for your relationship, but don't stop that man from seeing the son that looks up to him, okay?
All right.
God bless both of y'all, man. Yeah. Thanks for participating on Paternity Test Tuesday right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.